Log Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, El Paso, Texas. How's it going?
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast. You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast. You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, this is Grudge Inc., El Paso, Texas. Calling the mic is 999 with the area code of 773. How's it going? So what we have going on this weekend, we got a couple guys that are been talking back and forth, trying to lock up races for this coming Friday night. We got Cookie Monster, once again, looking for Chema. Race didn't happen. The weather postponed it this past Friday night. Also, we have Turbo Mafia looking to go out of town. They're going to head out to Cap Rock, looking for action this weekend. So that should be pretty good. They got the car set on kill. The other two cars in the Turbo Mafia stable are almost up and ready to go. as far as me, just kicking back, waiting to see if anybody want to call in or lock up anything. I just got off the No Clocks Needed Grudge Inc. radio show. Those guys are getting ready for this coming weekend. They locked up, I think, about tonight, about 20 different grudge races. We got King V and Bushnell in the grudge coming from going from Texas over to the East Coast to see if they can represent Texas. We got Turbo Stan and Turbo Mafia leaving El Paso this weekend. Going to go to Cap Rock and get that going. And that's about it. We had some races, like I said, locked up for this past Friday. Didn't happen. Weather wasn't having it, so went up to the track. It was just too windy to do anything. But this coming weekend should be pretty good. It's Memorial Day weekend, so and that race in Cap Rock, Texas, the Cap Rock Drag Strip on Saturday. Anybody want to travel from here to there and go check it out? I think you should. It'd be pretty good. So right now we're going to start making some calls so we get on the line and get some races locked up.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Everybody on the road, everybody on the road, when you're out there walking the street.
All right, back on Grudging, El Paso, Texas. Getting ready for races come. This Friday, we got some locked-in races with Chema, with Cookie Monster. 773-713, we got you live on the mic. If you guys want to set up something or say what you got to say about graduating here in the Southwest. I'm pretty sure everybody's watching that Street Outlaw show, but it is what it is. You can do both at the same time. Cookie Monster and Chema have been trying to, they've been locked up for the past 3 weeks. I thought it's always happened. They can't go to the track. Well, now they're going to the track this Friday. It'll be they're going to go long. They're going to go quarter mile head up, no time. So that should be a pretty good race. I'm going to put my money with Cookie Monster. Got to love me a Chevy. So I'm going to go with Cookie Monster on that one. We got Turbo Mafia getting ready for this coming weekend over in Cap Rock. Hopefully, they represent El Paso really well over there. I was just on the Grudging radio show for No Clocks Needed Facebook page, and those guys are locking it in big time. They have about 15, 20 races already locked up, so that should be pretty good. So if any guys on the line watched any of Street Outlaws tonight, because I've been like hit and miss with it. But we'll see what happens with that show. A couple of the guys that came down here in May 9th said they're not really about anything, but that could be true. I don't know. So who's on the line from 713? Like, you're queued up on the line. Just say whatever you want to say. Right now, we're going to get a hold of Keith from Turbo Mafia. That's what he has to say about their coming up race in Cap Rock. The trailer out there this coming weekend. So we'll see what goes on with that. Hopefully, they represent us well. We had Andrew Fair and Red Wine. He said he met Bushnell at a bar in Houston this past weekend. So we'll see what's happening with that. If Mr. Andrew calls in.
Otter, 713 number is Andrew Fair. I'm sitting here with Lawrence Shepard and Casey Ammon.
You know what?
This is Andrew Fair, 713 number.
Oh, what's up, Andrew?
What's going on? I'm sitting here with Lawrence and Casey. We're just listening in.
Mm-hmm.
So, who else is on the line?
Right now, it looks like Keith's on the line, actually. So, we'll see if he says anything. It's queued up, nonetheless. So, we'll see he's on the line. Andrew, anybody? Who are you talking to over the net, trying to lock in something with somebody, or what was it you were saying about coming back here to race somebody?
The guys from last night at the bar?
No, not those guys. You're talking on Facebook about racing somebody. One of your posts.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
You talking about Toronto called me out?
It was Cookie Monster, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, he was wanting to race me the same day he was racing Chema, huh?
Yeah, there you go. He was thinking about
you
getting
you
both.
Do here, Otter?
The what?
What are you trying to do here, Otter?
Line up some grad race and get some action going. We had a race May 9th. We had Bushnell and, what's it called? King V. Bushnell from Houston, you met him. King V from Dallas show up. They locked up with Stan and Walter Andrews. It was pretty good, actually. Like, Stan had King V for a while. King V went around him at the end of the track.
Person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
So that's pretty cool. How's the racing down there in Houston? Andrew?
He just went into that first. Like, oh, well. You know who this is? Otter.
Yeah.
This is Lawrence.
What's up?
Nothing. Just got down here. I don't know how the racing scene is yet, but I'm going to find out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to find out and come tap these PPs, come back down there and tap some PPs and laugh at everybody.
When are you thinking of doing that?
With a motherfucking street car, not a grudge car. I understand this is grudgy, but I got AC. Fuck that.
It's human. Yeah, you can grudge race a street car, and we do it all the time down here.
That's fine with me then. Guess what? I had AC. You might beat me. It's okay, because I'll be cooling down the track.
Right? You won't be sweating?
Yeah, y'all can sweat all y'all want. I don't like soggy ball syndrome.
Yeah, well, you're more welcome to come down here. We got some guys from here going up to the HMP pretty quick here.
Hello. See
if we can lock up.
How is the racing down here? That was the question?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we just got here, but, I mean, down here, everybody's very, I mean, there are serious grudge racers down here, to be real with you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know that for sure. They came down here.
However, as I told you before, the rules here are a little more strict on the track.
Oh, HMP is pretty hardcore about that?
HMP is the 8th mile, and we got Royal Purple Raceway, and they're sticklers up there. They want me to cage my car before I can run it.
Oh, okay. HMP looks like a good track. Call it 9-1-0, you're on the air. We got
something to say. Good spectators on Friday nights for the 8th mile.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of 8th mile grudge racing here lately.
Oh yeah.
What's up with your guys over here in El Paso, Andrew? You left and it kind of went dead. Are they still making moves over here? Well, you left and it kind of went dead. Are you still making moves over here or what?
I can't hear.
You can't hear me?
No, I cannot.
Hold on. Your racers from here, after you left, they kind of went dead. Are they still doing stuff or they're not?
That got even worse, man.
Oh, hold on. How about now? Is that better?
Yes.
Great. Caller 910, you're on the air if you got to say something. Yeah, I noticed when you took off, Andrew, that it kind of went. It kind of like went dead for a while over there on the page you set up. I don't know what's going on there now. I think you were still here when Faison got on my show, weren't you?
Yes, with Faison?
Yeah, when he came on my show, you were still living in El Paso, right?
I'm not sure. I didn't know he was on.
Oh, yeah. This was like about a month ago. They're talking to Bushnell and King Beef. And saying that he wanted some, so when they came here May 9th, he was nowhere to be found.
Faison wanted something from King Bee?
He wanted some of both, but they showed up and asked where he was at, and no show.
If you could get that kind of track, maybe.
The what?
If you could get Faison to the track, maybe.
I know, right? How about all the other guys that race where you guys race over here in town? Are they going to be making any track stops anytime soon or not really?
I'll talk to them.
What's it called? This Friday should be pretty good, man. They're looking for some action. There's going to be plenty of it this Friday night. So when are you thinking of coming down?
I know I have to come back for some army things for June 1st to June 3rd. I'm not sure if I'll bring red wine along, but maybe.
And if you were to bring Redline along, is there anybody that you would be wanting to lock up with and handle business with before you go back to Houston?
Well, I mean, Faison and I have had an ongoing grudge. If I were to go out there, that's who I'd want.
Oh. That'd be a good one. That'd be a real good one. That'd be a good
just
one.
Gotta get him out.
So would you guys go? You guys go 8 mile or quarter mile?
Quarter.
Well, I've never seen that car they have make a clean pass, so I have to say you'd probably get that one.
Yeah.
I'd have to say for sure. But I've never seen that car go, they do anything.
Well.
So, you know how that goes. And then have you been doing a lot of racing up there in Houston?
No, I have not. The unfortunate outcome of my car on the drive home.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I don't know about that.
Yeah. So, it's been parked.
Just chilling?
Yes, sir.
You haven't made
still run.
Decided to make it.
Doesn't look pretty.
But it's still rolling, doing its thing.
Please leave your message for 915-213-99.
You know what it is, Andrew? Everybody's watching freaking Street Outlaws right now.
Oh, yeah? That's going on right now?
I guess so.
Who are you trying to get on the line?
I called Vic Jr. and I called Keith. I'm assuming after the TV show winds down, people start calling in. Everyone says, see what these dudes are doing. Would you consider these guys to see how like grudge racers, or you think all that shit's fake?
Come again?
The guys are Street Outlaws. You think a lot of that shit is fake?
I've watched it once, and just, I don't know, the acting just seems terrible. So, yes, I think it's fake as shit.
What about the cars they race?
Cars are probably real.
Well, yeah.
Street album.
That shit is scary. Got him.
Yeah.
This is Loris again.
Ah, how's it going?
I'm good. I was just talking to you earlier. You act like you didn't hear it was me.
Yes, I knew it was you.
I know you did. Anyway, Street Outlaw, that shit is gay.
I think they were pretty hard at one time and then kind of. The TV show ruined
I tell them to their face that shit is gay. Like, they almost made me steal my cover just so I could pop that ass. Only reason why I don't, because I know, look, they go out and do test hits, the police around. They go out and race, no police around. That's gay.
Right. So you're chilling up there with good old Andrew, huh?
You said what?
You're chilling up there with good old Andrew, huh?
I mean, shit, I don't know nobody else here.
What made you decide to go there? How long are you going to be there for?
Going to school.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be there for a while, huh?
Yep, I'm here. H-Town, baby.
Well, good old.
I'm going to find all these guys. And I'm going to talk shit to them, too, like I do. You know what I do at the track. Fastest mouth, this side of Mississippi, as Big Vic that.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Did you see any of the videos of those dudes racing?
Talk shit to the Dallas kids. See where I said kids. Talk shit to them. And we out here with cars that ain't even touching them. That don't make no sense. That's just
what do you mean?
Good. How you going to talk shit to cats? We got quarter mile cars. They got 8 mile cars. I mean, that's like talking shit to guys with mile cars. Yeah, I beat your ass in the quarter, but you run the mile.
Yeah, but that's too. You know, it is. Hold on, we got a caller on the line. I believe this is Turbo Vic Jr.
Why are you calling me in on the show, Walter? I know you'd be calling me on the show. I heard it ringing here on the radio in the garage.
Oh, the
FBO kid.
What's up, Carl?
Carl. Well, Lawrence is on the line. Andrew Fair is on the line.
Andrew Fair, Matt, he ain't nothing to worry about. Lawrence, I already beat Lawrence once on the street. I can handle his ass
wow.
on the street.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Well, he's coming down. He says maybe the beginning of June.
Let's lock it up in July. I got more important things like going out to Cap Rocks to do some 275 racing.
So how's that going to go down there? Are you guys just doing the shootout, or are you going to look for some grudge action up there?
Whatever you want to do. You want to set up some grudges? I don't mind racing some grudge races out there.
I see that being hard, being in the shootout. They might post times. So, I don't know how that's going to work unless you guys are going to tone the car down for the shootout.
What's the point in turning a car down for the shootout? We're going out there to win, not hand them the win.
I think you guys are going to do really good once you guys get up there. That's this Saturday, right?
Yep, this Saturday.
Who are you talking to? Who, me?
No, you should do feathers, yes, you.
You're talking to me?
I'm asking you, who are you talking to, Andrew or me?
Vic. Well, I'm talking to Vic Jr., so now you guys come in whenever
no,
you want.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to you.
Oh, shit. Man, you know my Cobra ain't coming down there this Saturday. Come on, man.
Oh, coming down here? That's going to be in June, and that's going to be Andrew. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
We're calling you out in June.
Who is?
Vic Jr. Vic Jr. is calling you out for June if you bring red wine down here.
Man, you know that's up in the air.
As I say, it's tentative. If you bring red wine down here, Vic Jr. is looking for action in the sled.
To lock in an if, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so what's up with your other buddies that I posted on your UGR site? Why won't they come down here and run at our track, Andrew? Like, what is the big deal? They can't say that track doesn't work, because that track fucking works great.
You know why? Because, you know, just like me, I built my car with horsepower first and suspension last. So, I mean, what it really comes down to is they don't have their car built right for the track. So they run these roll races out in Mexico. That's just what they do. That's what they enjoy. If we can get them out to the track, cool. Maybe they'll run some times. Maybe they won't.
Well, I've been called out by a few of them to go out there to Mexico and go from a dig. So, I mean, that
on the
being
street?
Said, yeah. I was like, well, if you want to run me from a dig, why don't you just go to the track? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, the track is a lot safer. It's legal and it's gonna hook.
Well, feel free to post up on UGR. Call out whoever the hell you want on UGR.
Yeah, because they'd have more of a chance of success at the track than the street, I would think.
So are you running the dumpster this season or what?
Yeah, I've been grudge racing the dumpster this season.
Okay,
I went up there in May. I went out there the ninth. I wadded up the rear suspension, so I'm fixing all that. But,
well, whenever you're set, ready, whatever, tonight, doesn't matter. But if there's somebody, is there somebody you want in UGR?
Oh, I have to rematch you, Andrew.
You have to rematch me?
I have to rematch you.
Of course you do. I mean, you can't
that's
take too much pride. Beating the car on street tires, now can you?
Hey, well, I mean, I beat you. I want it to be a little bit more pure. How about that?
You won. You won fair and square. I came out there on the street tires. I was there to have a little fun, and you won. I'll give you that much.
But we gotta do this again.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
Just so you know, I owe that carbureted garbage an ass whooping.
I don't know, man. Like I never seen Lawrence O'Carr doing shit, so I don't know. You need to do some shit before you talk some shit.
The Mona Lisa looked like, but it's talked about. It's kind of popular.
Hey, man, I can go to two of you guys on one night if you want.
This dude's we don't want a goddamn train on your ass. You do not want that in your life. I promise you.
You motherfucker's mouth is fucking
sore. I can go out there and blow your asshole out, Lauren, and then get you the real shit. Go out there and race. Go out there and race.
You
how about that?
Penetrate covers. It will happen. I swear to God. 03 covers and 04 both double penetrate you.
All right, your car, I don't worry about. I got that.
I'm glad because you're going to see the back of it. I wouldn't worry about a car. I see license plate up all the time either. You will.
I got that.
I'm here for entertainment purposes.
I'm gonna run over Lawrence's ass. Then I'm gonna get next to Andrew in his hometown. Run over his ass too.
You ain't gonna run over my ass. I bet that.
You're definitely not gonna take my title in my hometown.
Oh yeah, that's happiness.
I've been here for 2 weeks, and I met this my hometown. It'll be my first stomping.
I don't know, man. Like you better get some
like a 3-car trailer and bring all your cars just so I can beat all of your inventory. That would be hilarious. I take one car and beat your whole inventory.
Right.
Just so you know, next month I'm caging it. Just so you know.
I think next month we're going to go up to HMP. I'll take the dumps up there. I'll look for Mr. I'll give you guys some heads up so you can free up the time to get your ass handed to you.
The truck already named garbage. The dumpster? Oh, this is garbage already. That's his profession. Garbage.
Yeah, garbage. That's right. I'm going to take out the trash on your ass, too.
And you better use that hitch joke on somebody else. We've seen that all over Facebook. You can't keep using the same joke.
I'm going to take out the trash. Fucking dumb.
I'm going to take out the trash. Keep getting paid minimum wage. I'm a CEO on your ass.
Yeah, right. After that,
how the hell are we going to drop down there to HMP and whip your ass where you're at? Huh?
Your non-tire fucking car's ass.
That's right. You think I'm going to be non-tire, bring your ass up here. You're going to be like, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't ready.
You'll be all, I have a hard tire on me. And then you did that shit to yourself.
You got a hard tire. What you need? Some Viagra? Get the fuck out of here.
You got a hard tire and I do shit.
Oh, I won't have a hard time when you bring your ass up here. I bet you that. No.
Yeah. I'll roll up there and I'll call my gap on your ass. After I get done with you, and I'll move over to your boy Andrew. See what happens there.
You know, you ever dealing with fucking spark plugs? What are you talking about gaps? Get out of here.
Shit. I'll pump the damn brakes on your ass, Lawrence.
You'll pump the brakes. You better pump the brakes on these statements you're making right now. Because when you get them goddamn doors blown up, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I should have bought a car in the 2000s and stopped dealing with these 80s vehicles. Look, get some cars that have seatbelts. All right? All the cars you keep buying got the seatbelt strapped to the headliner. This is 2015. Stop dealing with carburetors and 410s and 400 shots of nitrous. EFI is the way, just so you know.
Walking fucking Mustangs, walking Cobras, that's what I'm doing apparently. Get with the program.
And you better stop watching Dora the Explorer. That's the only program you watch it.
Uh-huh.
Just.
So, yeah. I think we'll be going up there pretty quick. We'll be going up there pretty quick next month. So, hopefully Andrew brings his car down here.
When are you coming down here, Otto?
I will go down there.
You will come down here?
Yeah, good old HMP.
Run the 8th, or do you want to run the quarter?
I want to go 8th.
You want to go 8th? Well, we got a badass 8th down here.
I know you do. Caller 920, you're on the line. El Paso Grudge Inc. There's a bunch of static.
No, that's somebody's car.
Well, someone called in from my area code down here, 920. So I guess you just listen in. You chime in whenever you want. But yeah, so I'll blow Lawrence's asshole out. Then I'll come see you, Andrew. We gotta do this.
You and your weak ass IRS.
So
would you be angry if I destroy your ass on IRS?
Mm-hmm.
You were not like Medea.
How long you live down here? Then fuck with me. How long you live down here?
I lived down there 4 years. I didn't know none of you motherfuckers till like 6 months ago.
He didn't want none. He moved out of town and all of a sudden he wants some. Andrew at least wanted some. Like all those dudes that talk all that crazy shit, that was the only guy that was down.
Who, Andrew?
You can't. Just calling this number. Get him on the mic.
Put him on the mic.
What? I know you guys have the dreadnoughts down there in Houston, man. Got a whole bunch of them going down there to the East Coast this weekend.
You might have got five thousand eight. Next time we catch up with him, we'll tell him to jump on.
Bush still? Yeah, that guy's car.
Driving old ass cars with no fucking insulation. Can't nobody hear you when you're driving.
I'm chilling.
Honestly, you're chilling. Probably ain't got no fucking heat or AC. Anyway, like we said, met a dude, Robert Moody, down here. He running 4, 5, and 8 in a little Cobra, old school Chevy thing.
Is it blue and silver?
No, it's red. It's like a 96. It's a 96 GT.
It's a Chevy
thing? Yeah, Chevy
thing. What's the car's name?
I don't remember the name of it. We chopped it up with him last night.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the guy with the grudge, Nova Bushnell, he was here May 9th. He's a cool dude. I was just on the radio show with him in the No Clocks Needed radio show. He's locking it in. He has like 3 lock-ins.
I mean, we'll see if we can get all Moody. Probably next Monday, we'll hit him up. See if we can get him to jump on here. Like I said, he's running 4, 5, and 8.
What car does he got?
It's a grunge car. It's pretty much, like I said, it's a 96 Mustang with a Chevy block.
Oh.
Chevy small block.
Oh, it's a small block car?
Small block
car. A whole bunch of nitrous?
5 small block.
Well, what's it called? Stan ran King V here May 9th.
I saw Facebook.
The what?
I said, I saw Facebook.
That was a good race, man. Stan's car did better than we all thought it was going to do.
Stan's car put the wheels in the air. This is the reason
why
I wanted to teach it in the first place, because we got quarter mile cars. Simple as that. Y'all want me to sit here and talk shit El Paso when y'all got quarter mile cars and y'all racing 8 mile cars?
Oh, no, dude. I think Vic's car could have taken him with his quarter mile setup. Because Stan wasn't that far off. I think the slowest car they got.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, oh, that's
like
I don't
like
y'all got quarter mile cars. You told me yourself you didn't think that would happen.
like, Sam wasn't even that far off.
I mean, I just say a gear change, and it's a wrap for them boys.
So that went a lot better. I thought that was going to go. But the guys from a shop over there, they're getting their shit right to go hunting. They want redemption. It's going to come pretty quick here.
All right, who else is online right now? Just us?
Oh, no, we got about four guys listening. They haven't said shit yet.
Any of the guys from, like, somewhere else?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. My thing is, like I said, they know they run it.
We got some guys in Carolina. I'm guessing it's a 910 area code. Then we got a 920, but they didn't. Like, I queued them in, but they didn't say nothing. So.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2528.
You know what the problem is, right? Everybody sees this number that calls them, and they think that it's a bill collector. 920, you're on the radio again.
And we know you ain't collecting no money from nobody.
Now what?
I said, we all know you ain't collecting no money from nobody.
What do you mean?
That means you ain't a bill collector and you ain't beating nobody to win no money. So at the end of the day, it should be okay.
They should pick up. I'm telling you, dude, everybody's watching that show right now.
They watching what show? Fucking Walking Dead?
Oh, Street Outlaws. This is exciting and dramatic.
Well, that show is stupid.
Dude, what's his name? King B from Dallas said he ran that guy Chuck's car from Street Outlaws and threw a gap on his ass like it wasn't shit.
Hey, the motherfucker, we was talking about Moody. He ran Boosted GT. He showed us videos of him running Boosted GT in eight.
Oh, yeah, did he fuck him up?
Yeah, he put like a half car on him. He showed us two videos. You put a half car on him.
Is it a small tire car or a big tire car?
Small tire car.
Oh, no shit.
You can't small tire car.
Man, no one's going to answer right now. I'm telling you, they're all watching that damn show.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail for Anthony. I'm sorry I missed your call. But leave a message and I'll get back with you.
Well, there went that.
Anthony?
Who the fuck is Anthony?
That sounds like
Swag.
Somebody beat Abe.
Who? Swag.
Oh.
Who swags?
Our guy with the one
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. But that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn candlesticks in the dark.
Let that voicemail play.
Hey, that's how Lawrence is at night and thinking about my damn dumpster. Can't sleep and shit.
No. I don't think about your dumpster stinks like a fucking dumpster.
Yeah, it's quicker than your shit.
No, it's not. You ain't raised me, so what the fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, you don't want to. Don't let me go down there and put it on you, man. I'm telling you.
You better put a condom on, because I'm a motherfucking get your ass next, dumpster, eh?
Shit. You better buy yourself a fucking tire.
And anybody up past and say I got AIDS, will kick their ass.
Ha ha! Who the fuck said that?
I give everybody ammunition. If you can't use that shit, you fucking suck.
Who the hell said that?
Just know one thing. Look, I don't give a fuck. If for the right money, I bring my ass there. Keyword, right money. Bitch, that's a 10-hour drive. Right money. Next month, I guarantee I'm going to have high nine, low 10 car. That's all I'm saying. Simple as that. I'm not bullshitting. Look, Big Vic probably going to be like, 87 grand. That's a goddamn race car. All I know is pockets is deep. High guys, low-tier race car. Fuck with me. And the name of the car is Arnold. Simple as that.
Arnold? Well, you know HMP's at six, an eighth mile, right?
Man, y'all kiss my ass this 8 mile shit.
That's what I thought.
Y'all gonna make me all gear the fuck out of me. Just so I can run 8 miles, just so I can be cute and talk shit to all y'all. I'm like, oh, I got 528 gears in my fucking shit. And I went 8 mile. Yeah. But here's my thing. Fuck an 8 mile. I'm gonna say that online. Whoever listening, fuck them too. Fuck an 8 mile because at the end of the day, everybody perfects their craft off what the professionals do, right? Am I right or wrong, either?
Okay, keep going.
So, what I say is, everybody perfects their craft off what the professionals do. The professionals not do quarter mile?
No.
Shut the fuck up. You tell me NHRA top fuel funny car don't fucking do, they do 8 mile, right?
No, they go 1,000 foot, they don't even go a quarter mile.
Okay, excuse me, a fucking quarter, they do 1,000, not 1,320. Which is, where are they closer to, a quarter mile or a fucking 8 mile?
Well, being that this is a grudge show, all the professional, all the professional grudge racers,
they're running 3 second fucking quarter miles. They're running 3 second quarter miles, dog. I'm sure they want to be a little safe because after Tony Schumacher fucking died, yeah, of course they want to goddamn be a little bit safer. But at the end of the day, we know they still saying quarter mile. So, everybody perfects their craft off what the professionals do. Simple as that. Am I wrong or right?
Oh, it depends. You got professional grudge racers, like professional quarter mile racers, I guess, like NHRA.
Everybody perfects their craft based off of the top. Little league kids eventually go NFL, right? D1 basketball eventually wants to go NBA. Drag racing wants to be like the big boys, Tony Schumacher, John Force, Ashley Force. At the end of the day, what are them boys doing? Them motherfuckers is doing quarter mile. So, everybody can say whatever the fuck they want to do, and the big boys can chime in like, we quit racing and we do 8 mile. Fuck off. Simple as that. If they listening, kiss my ass.
There's more 8 mile tracks than our quarter mile tracks.
Hmm?
There's more 8 mile tracks than our quarter mile tracks.
That's not my problem. There's more fucking white people than black people. So what? Goddamn. That's the way the cookie crisp crumbles.
So you have your nasty, we'll say 9 second quarter mile car, and you won't run my piece of shit dumpster 8 mile.
I'll run your dumpster. No, first and foremost, is your dumpster set up 8 mile, quarter mile?
We'll say it's 8.
It's 8 mile car?
It's 8, but you got to remember, man, I don't have seatbelts, carbureted, conventional head, small block. I mean, what are you really worried about with your 32-valve supercharged motor, man?
Because the car's set up for a fucking quarter, duh.
And then,
like
10's pretty fast, dude. A 10's pretty fast in the 8th, too. Everybody got to go 8th before they got to a quarter. So what you're saying is that I'm going to have a gap on you in the 8th, and you're going to make it up at the back half of the track.
I'm supercharged.
Yes,
I'm supercharged. That's how that works.
Well, you need that turbo. Yours boosts the instant. You hit the gas, there it is.
Nitrous. Excuse me, carbureted nitrous.
Yeah, old school shit. What the fuck are you worried about?
I know. I'm just saying. I'll pick up on the back end. Come on, now. Let's be smart about this. You know this.
You can't do it. You can't do it short.
I 60 foot like shit, and I know a carbureted car is not 60 foot in the same way I do. I'm picking up a mile an hour. I'll pick up with the same horsepower.
I'll give you a break. Yeah, I'll give you a break in the eight.
No, I mean, fuck it. If you look, feel like this, I'll put this on it. I bullshit you not. If you bring that dumpster to Houston, I'll set my car up for 8th Mile. I swear to God. If I got to bring my car down back to El Paso, then you got to set your shit up for quarter. That's how that works.
I can set shit up. I run you quarter any. I don't give a fuck. I run it the way
right.
the fucker is.
Andrew.
Hey, we got caller 491 on the line.
Okay, great. Fuck them. Otter.
What?
Okay. When you took your win with red wine, okay, I had I had a measly 660 horsepower at that time. Okay, no, I was on a hard tire. Was actually on a drag radial, and you beat me on a quarter. And you're worried about taking a 429 horsepower Cobra on a quarter mile. Car has 200 and something less horsepower than I did when I ran you.
What do you mean? And you just said that's a 10-second nice fucking car.
A quarter mile.
He just got them saying that it's a 9-second car. He just got them saying that shit right now.
He's saying, okay.
And then what we agreed on was, which just happened, he said, if you come to Houston, he'll set up for 8th, run me 8th. If you come down here, he's going to run me in the quarter. And I said, fine.
You know, he just got out of the military. He's getting all his back pay from disability, and he wants to put all that money toward his car. Yes. So, yes, he intends to one day be like me.
Shit. He wants to come down here and fuck around, I'll go quarter. If I go up to HMP, we're going to go 8th. That's the way it's just going to be.
And
he
what's wrong with Royal Purple is a better prep quarter mile. Why not? Why say no to the quarter?
Because my shit will not pass tech at Royal Purple, to be honest with you.
Your car is not NHR.
They just kicked your car off. So don't come at me with my car. Not your car
My car runs a little quicker in Houston than it does in El Paso, and it just doesn't. All I need to do is put a 5 or a 6 point in. 5 point with the
Android. So apparently my truck's a little quicker in Houston than it does in El Paso, too,
hey,
right?
Hey, fairy tale, you cannot ask Otter to go to Royal Purple when your ass is grounded for going too damn fast without meeting safety requirements. You said that yourself, so you can't have him go out there.
What are you talking about?
Well, you said your ass was grounded for going 10 seconds over there, which is bullshit.
I'm talking about Lawrence. I'm not talking about me.
Lawrence wants to get his car certified to go that fast, too. Which means he needs a roll bar, SF5 balancer.
$7,000. He could probably get his car certified. He wants to put a front end in it. He wants to cage it. He wants to do the whole nine. And this is with Lawrence. I'm just talking on Lawrence's behalf. And I'm wondering why Otter won't race Lawrence on the quarter. That's all I'm asking.
I do. Lawrence has said if he come down here, we'll go quarter. It'll happen. I go up to Houston. We go to HMP. We go 8. We just agreed on that. That just happened.
So in El Paso, you'll do quarter, because that's all the track y'all have out there. But in Houston, you'll run the 8.
Yes. No.
All right. So, like I said, you bring that motherfucker, if you spend your money and trailer that bitch all the way to Houston, I will set my car up for an 8th mile. And we got an 8th mile track here. If you want me to motherfucking come there, we run in a quarter. And I will pack that ass.
How long do you need to set up your car for all this? I don't got to set up shit. How long do you need to get right? How long do you need to get right?
You got them gear change and all of this suspension work. There ain't nothing big.
Okay, so how long do you need to make that happen? Like in real life, it's a couple hours. But how long does Lawrence need to make that happen?
Mid to five. No bullshit.
Andrew, I'll give you a week. I'll let you know 2 weeks out before I cruise up there.
If you cover it up here, you gonna get your ass goddamn drugged. I'll put it on Facebook. I'll put it on YouTube, and it's gonna be the funniest shit ever. And I'm gonna giggle down the goddamn track the whole way. I promise you, I'm gonna giggle like a little fucking baby.
That's fine with me. I hope you put it everywhere.
No, matter of fact, if you gonna bring your car up here and run the, oh my god, it's gonna be funny.
don't think you've ever been laughed at too bad in life. Not even in like middle school. I know you fucked up that recital in middle school, and I don't think you've been laughed at that. You're gonna get laughed at pretty bad.
How the hell you're gonna be that confident? You haven't done shit in that car ever, but run. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not fucking worried about your ass. I go up there and drag your ass. Fuck it.
Because Jehovah blessed me.
Because what?
I ain't even a Jehovah Witness.
I put your meme on your own page.
Would you like to talk to Jesus a lot, Jason? Because your car is slow.
Well, I don't know.
First and foremost, you know this is what I do. You know that.
What?
I say, you know this is what I do. I'm talking shit. Don't get it twisted. I can run my motherfucker ride. But you know I'm going to talk shit.
Lawrence, that's what this is all about. I'm about to go there and lock in with your ass and throw a gap on you. That's what's about to happen.
Lock that bitch like a master lock. I don't give a fuck. Like I said, if you bring her up here, the car will be set up for 8 miles, and I'll be ready for you. Middle of July. Boom. 15th if you want on that day.
You know what? I'm not even going to go up there by myself.
I'm in the middle of July for you. This is me show.
I'll bring some buddies from here. We'll go up there and take y'all's money and come fucking back to El Paso. Damn.
That's all they have. The 15th. The middle of July is the 17th.
Yeah, that's all
they got. So July 17th. Holler at your boy. Arnold will pop that ass.
July 17th? Well, what's going on July 17th? You got a race out there or what?
July 17th is the middle of July. That's the Friday of July.
All right, so we're going to meet at HMP.
So what? Yeah, HMP, whatever. Yeah, I don't really know the track. HMP, locked up, me in the garbage, good dump truck. No, fuck that. I'm changing your shit to the garbage truck. It's going to be garbage.
The dumpster and Arnold? That bitch is going to be just like Arnold having a fucking heart attack and shit, fucking all shaky and shit, and getting next to the dumpster. I know what's up.
That's the cutest comeback you got. That's cute. That was cute. Did you read that Dr. Seuss book? Get the fuck out of here. Arnold's going to terminate your ass and give you the motherfucking thumbs up on the way down the track, just like Terminator.
You're telling me you named your car Remember, Arnold?
Terminator,
when he gave
that
boy Terminator? Really?
I'm going to do your ass. I ain't gonna talk to you.
You named that car Arnold because it's a Terminator. Get the fuck out of here, really?
At the end of the day, when I beat your ass, I'm gonna just give you a thumbs up.
I'm gonna start calling it Terminated. That's what I start calling that car, Terminated.
Spell Terminator.
Termi, nah, bro. That shit a Terminator. It's not Termi. It's a Terminated.
I understand you can't spell words over two syllables, but at the end of the day, yeah, the dump truck, the dumpster, whatever it is, freaking Houston garbage disposal will be taking that truck out. You're going to go home. You're going to come up here with a truck on a trailer, and you're going to leave and throw it in the garbage. You're going to be like, what the fuck was they thinking?
Shit, I'll park where the fuck you guys live, and I'll drive my shit out there. I got a street car. I don't need a trailer to the track.
Track. 10 hours. You ain't going to drive that truck 10 hours.
No, I said a trailer to Houston. I don't need a trailer to the track.
Oh, okay. You good. That's fine by me. I have a crib by then. So at the end of the day, if you want to sleep somewhere, curl up and cry, you can sleep in my house and curl up and cry. And I hear you fucking whimpering in my third bedroom.
Caller 920, you on the line.
920.
Yeah. 920, you're on the line. Also, caller 472.
920.
915 area code, you're on the line as well. But yeah, man, I got my ass out there and handle business. I'm not worried about that. I want some. I better get to you and stretch out a little bit. Then let me see what's up with red wine.
You want to talk to Red Wine? Want...
Hello.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. So it looks like your boy there is setting up for July 17th at HMP.
July 17th, HMP. We got Arnold versus what? The garbage truck? The dumpster, whatever it is you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are we locking in for cash? Are we locking in for gas money? What are we doing here?
Oh, we lock it in when I get up there. We'll lock it in.
Are we locking in now and making a wager later, or what?
We'll lock in a week out.
That's what Arnold over here wants, is lock it in now, wager later.
Okay, so we're just going to lock in our rates that it's happening. Is that what you're telling me?
May 17th, he wants it.
July 17th. July 17th.
July 17th.
The dumpster will be out there at HMP.
Correct. Right? Locked in.
Mm-hmm. I will go up there. We'll discuss the ends when I get up in there.
Fair enough. And you're going to drive those four tens 10 and a half hours.
No, I'm trailing my truck to Houston. I'll drive from where you guys stay to the track. I'm a trailer to Houston.
That's fine. He's between my three houses. We're each house is probably about 40 minutes from the track. Is that cool?
That's cool with me.
All right then, we'll lock it in.
Chicken.
That's cool with me, man.
All right.
Do you guys ever call in on any of the other grudge shows around here? Do you guys ever call in and listen to any of the other grudge shows going on around here?
No.
Oh, because, oh, my God.
The only one I see posted all over Facebook.
I'll send you a link to the next one, man. That shit's off the chain.
Good deal.
That shit is way off the chain. So, when are you going to start taking the car out again?
Now that we've got you and Arnold locked in, and you're wanting some of the UGR guys. You ask some questions about them, and you want to know why they don't run at the track. If you can try to get one of them out there, who would you want?
Well, I want to race Caesar.
You want to race what?
Caesar.
Caesar Limon, huh?
That's the one I want. Him or Faison.
You want to work that out with Caesar?
Yeah, put him on the show. I think he wants to get right.
Let me see if I can get him on.
All right.
Okay, so how many times have you called out Caesar for the track?
Like a million.
Okay, so with that pattern of no-show, if I can't get him out there, who else would you like?
Faison. Actually,
okay.
Anybody from UGR.
Anybody from UGR. Anybody.
I don't care. Don't be saying Paul Johnson.
Scared of that GTR, huh?
Yeah, don't be saying Paul Johnson.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to post it up right now. We'll see what we get.
Yeah, if he calls, I want to lock something up. In a couple weeks, I should have the panda right for some action, too.
What? The panda next to what? That 13-second junkyard piece of shit next to what?
Within a couple weeks, I should have the panda ready for action, too.
Okay. Fair enough.
In a few weeks. Fucking wagon.
Hey, Otter, when did you say the panda's going to be ready?
A couple, a few weeks.
Well, how long? What's the time frame?
I don't know. We'll say 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah, why? Is the slut going to be ready?
Nah, I mean, I got another car. Nice little coyote. I got a nice little coyote. It says put that panda on its place.
I'm down, dude. You go 660?
660, motor to motor. No bullshit.
Hell no, that's a bottle, baby. I'm in the bottle.
You're going to spray the bottle once on that car and the motor's going to let go. What's the point of that then?
Well, don't worry about it then. You should be able to get me if it lets go.
Don't make me send the old diesel out there to go panda hunting again.
Man, fuck you.
Last I heard, he was rolling coal and blowing smoke on you.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Fuck with some dude while he's pumping gas. What the fuck? Hey, what did I tell you? Vic, when are the other cars on your stable going to be ready, man?
Ready by when?
Well, when are they going to be ready? Not ready by when. When, period.
Just need time. That's all we need. Just like you need time, we need time as well.
Yeah, I know that. Here's what I'm saying, because we got some dudes in Kansas that are thinking about possibly showing up.
One of the guys from Kansas is supposed to be coming.
Probably around August.
August?
Yeah.
We'll have some for them come August.
The same day we got the West Texas Mean Street 275 ready.
Okay, yeah, we'll have some ready for them. Maybe even Keith, piece of crap, Fairmont, if he can get hustled on and get it ready.
Let's see if I can be ready this year.
Somebody Fairmont.
You want to bet?
Actually, won't be ready this year. That car's going to come out next year. There's a lot of shit to do to that car. A lot of shit in no time. Is he still running the same motor he said he was originally going to run, or is he changing it up again? Vic.
What's up, Otto?
Is he still keeping the same motor he was originally going to run, or is he changing it up again?
Who, Mr. O'Leary?
Yeah.
I don't know what his plans are right now.
Exactly. Car needs a lot of work.
Nah, the Panda needs more work than that car.
No, the Panda runs. Oh, I see Mr. O'Leary's car getting down, lifting some golf chain.
Start giving him a call. See if we can get him on here.
I just saw Andrew Fair's post.
Yes, sir. It's posted up.
I just saw that shit. We got a caller. 915-694, you're on the air.
She'd be like, honestly, you'd probably come out.
The what?
Like,
915-694, you're on the air. Nope. Well, anyway, he on the air if you want to say anything. So, Andrew, these guys that came in from out your... The what?
I keep hearing. What are you saying, Art?
I want to be on the air. The guys that came out to our track from your way, they really liked their track. A lot. They said it was awesome. That it looked great.
What do you think, Andrew?
What's up?
The guys from out of town from your way really, really like their track on it. They said it hooked great. What do you think?
You're in Houston?
No, man, here at the Plex.
Oh, that track has claimed two of my axles. I'll say that much.
So it be getting its working?
The track's good. I mean, it's a poor boy track, but you know what? The prep is good, the racing's good, and I have no problems with that track.
And it's also going to be where you get your ass drunk.
I don't know, man.
Hell no.
Okay. That shit has there been no fucking Terminator to beat me yet.
I bet you, we can lock in whatever the fuck we lock in for a bigger number. But I bet you a cheeseburger, a trio, man. That's just your own game, sir.
You are not treating me any day in your life. You're crazy as fuck.
A cheeseburger, so look, we lock in whatever we want to lock in on the race. But I bet you a cheeseburger on the tree.
Boom. Then you're going to feed me. You are not treating me, shit.
You take that too?
Hell yeah, you're not treating me. That's not happening.
I'm going to treat you. I'm going to beat you at your own game because you talk shit to everybody in motherfucking El Paso about, I'm going to treat you. So guess what? I'm going to rape your ass on the tree. I'm going to take a cheeseburger, put cheese on that bitch, and then take the rest of your money. Throw some D's on that bitch.
Man, you have lost your mind.
I ain't lost shit. Well, I got PTSD and TBI, but guess what? It don't matter.
You are not treating me. That is not happening.
You're going to be doing
it. The only way you treat me is I give you a break.
Hello.
Hey, Cookie Monster.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the line. I'll pass up Greg G.
Ah, fuck, man. Again? My Hooters,
hey,
man.
Hey, shut up. You got Andrew Furr on the line, too.
Andrew who?
Andrew Fair.
Andrew Fair,
Red
yeah.
Wine, the Cobra from Houston.
Oh, yeah, the Houston guy. I can't race nobody, man. I fucked my shit up yesterday. I must have hit some dirt when I hit the bottle and I fucked it up.
Shut up. You better fix that shit.
I'm going to try. I'm going to go tomorrow, try to get the lower A-arms and get it going. Trying to get it going for Friday because I know I got... Chema.
Yeah, I know. We're calling Chema right now. See if he answers the phone.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Chema.
Hello?
Hey, Chema.
Yeah.
Daughter. You're not Pastor Greg Inc. We got Andrew Fair, we got Lawrence, and we got Cookie Monster up on the line.
Dude, what's going on?
Chema.
What's up, Gary?
Fucked my car up yesterday, man.
What? Again?
I fucked it up. Yes, again. I fucked it up.
What happened?
I don't know if I hit the fucking nitrous. I must have hit some fucking dirt. Went over the curb, went over the median, fucked up my A-arms. And the rim your brother sold me, I fucked it all up.
Hey, is this Cookie Monster that fucked this shit up?
Yeah, but I might be out there Friday, though. I'm going to go get the A-arms tomorrow. I know I got to race you Friday.
Yep.
So I'll let you know, man.
I'll be out there.
I know. You're there every Friday. You're there every Friday.
Yep.
Practicing.
We gotta make this race happen already.
Huh? Yeah, we have to.
Try to have it ready by Friday. Hey. You got 4 days.
Hey, you know what? If Otter lends me some fucking wheels for the front, I'm good. I'll get the A-arms tomorrow, and I'll be ready.
I'll lend you
since we got you on the line.
Can you do that, Otter? Do you have some extra wheels he can borrow?
Let's make it happen.
I got some wheels he can borrow.
Cool.
Yeah, this has been going on for too long.
Yep.
I know Chema wants to beat me, but he hasn't beat me yet.
So Cookie Monster.
How many times have we raced, anyways?
I don't know. I don't remember how many times.
Like two times, three times. Two or three times.
And I never beat you?
No.
You always beat me?
I got the videos. I got the videos if you want me to post them up.
I don't remember that, but if you say so. Well, I guess we'll find out on Friday.
I remember I raced you, and then I raced your boy, Renee, the green Mustang.
Yeah.
When my car was primered black.
Yeah.
I'll post up the video so I can refresh your memory. No, we raced another time when the track wasn't prepped, and I don't know. Maybe that was probably the issue, but we're both running the same time, so it's going to be a good race.
It should be a good one.
It's going to be a real good race. What's your best time right now, Chema?
I don't know about time.
I guess we'll find out on Friday.
Ah, come on, man. You don't show your times anymore when you race?
I always show my times.
What are they? Low 11? High 10?
Don't worry about it.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah.
Then we're right there. We're right there.
Hey.
All right. Well, this Friday for sure.
All right. Make it happen. You better get your
Otter.
I was there the last Friday you called me out and you didn't show.
I know. I was in Vegas. But this Friday, I'll be there. This Friday,
I'll
be there for sure. I got another Mustang I'm going to race. The one that I was trying to race. The one I raced when I fucked up my car.
Which one?
I'm gonna call him out. I don't know. Some guy named David.
What kind of Mustang?
Some guy David.
Are you running?
2013. Souped up on the bottle.
Cool.
But I'm going to race him. You and who else? I forgot. I think I was going to race somebody else. I think somebody else wanted to race.
Cool deal.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, for sure. For sure, Friday.
All right. I'll see you out there on Friday then.
Sounds good.
All right. Later.
All right.
Well, that, there
hello,
you
Otter.
You guys heard that? Yeah, you guys heard that lock in.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm gonna get the A arms tomorrow. What was that?
Otter.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm visiting. You're gonna get the A arms tomorrow, and then.
You gonna lend me the wheels?
Yeah, I'll lend you some wheels.
All right, cool. I'll be there then.
All right, cool, dude.
Yeah, I'm on my way, man. I'm paying up the bill here at Hooters. I'll be right there. Then I'll get back on the radio. I'll get back on the radio. All right,
cool.
All right,
later. So there it is, it's Friday night. Cookie Monster and Chema. And then Cookie Monster some unknown car. Then a possible race beginning of June with Red Wine in the dumpster. And the dumpster gotta travel to HMP to put it out of Arnold and Red Wine. So we got some races coming up this summer for show.
Hey Otter.
Hmm.
Got a question. It's Lawrence again.
Yeah.
All right, hey, do you know who the fuck Dan Bo is?
Who?
Dan Boa, like Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Albert Gamboa?
No, not Albert. No, not Albert. I said Dan Boa, D-A-N-B-O-A.
No, I don't know who that is.
I don't know. He got a turbo Mustang with shoots and all this other bullshit. And
Oh, is it that one over here on the Facebook over here?
It's something on Facebook. It's like a full fucking turbo Mustang with like the paint is where it's ripping off and it's showing rivets and shit like that.
Is he from El Paso?
I don't know where the fuck he's from, nor do I care. I'm just saying, I think he's like lives in Phoenix or something like that. But he might be from El Paso, and he knows Vic, and he knows everybody, blah, 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 blah. I just want to know what the fuck his car does, and then I want to race him, just because. I'm tired of hearing this shit. Like, I've raced him before I race you. Honestly, you is me and you friendly on some friendly shit. Me and him, fuck him. That's how I feel about that.
Is that car garbage?
Garbage. No, fuck. I don't know what his car does. So you know what? I will take that back. I don't know what his car does, so I can't say it's garbage. But I know him based off what the fuck I know, and he's garbage, and his car deserves his ass whooped. So at the end of the day, I'm trying to hear his goddamn mouth. So I want to find out who the fuck this cat is, and I hope he's listening. He probably ain't. Because he's too cornballish to deal with the race scene. And he's like, oh, I'm talking about, yeah, because, you know, remember when I pulled that prank and changed my name to Jesse Lewinsky or whatever the fuck I did?
I remember.
And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I said, I changed my name when I pissed you off with that. I said, I changed my name. I got my name changed back so you guys can know who I am when I'm whooping that ass. He's like, oh, are you talking to me? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, nobody, it was a general statement. Well, here's my race car. Oh, you know what? At the end of the day, I want to find out who this turd is, and I want to race him so bad just because. I want to know what's going on with his car so I can find out and tap that pee-pee. I know, from what I hear, it's a 10-second car, from what I hear. Word on the street. With parachute.
Hold on. With a parachute.
With a parachute. That's what I heard. Like I said, I could be wrong, and if he's listening, maybe I'm wrong, but from word on the street, it's a 10-second car with parachute. That's cute.
Why does he need a parachute if it runs 10s?
Like I said, that's word on the street. I could be wrong, but from what I'm told, it runs 10s, and the pictures I've seen of it, it's got chutes on the back of it. If you want to come fuck with your boy Arnold, oh, that's what up. It's folded sheets with the rope. It's not really parachutes.
Well, shit, we'll see if we can get him on here one of these days or whatever. See if we can lock in.
Huh?
We'll see if we can get him on here one of these days so he can lock in.
Hit his ass on Facebook. I just know I'm tired of him talking shit on my motherfucking Facebook page about bullshit. Nobody's ever talking to him. So, get his ass, find his ass, so his ass can be drugged.
Oh, well, about that. We'll do that too.
Dan Boa, D-A-N-B-O-A. I said his name is Dan Boa, D-A-N-B-O-A.
Yeah, Dan Boa.
Yep. Sure did call his ass out. Because I'm tired of talking shit to me.
Yeah, well, we'll look him up. I'll look him up and see if he wants to get into something.
I don't give a fuck what he want to get into. He need to get. I'm gonna get in his ass.
Word.
Because he keep talking shit to me for no goddamn reason. So guess what? You need to see the back of the cobra, just like you will too. No, I'm just bullshitting. Well, no, I'm not bullshitting.
Hey.
You know.
He need to see those taillights.
Huh?
You need to see your taillights?
Yeah, he need to see my taillights. I'm about to tell you, I ain't going to see your taillights because your truck was too shitty put together to see taillights. You know what you think? It doesn't even work.
I just need headlights. That's all I need.
You see headlights?
That's all I need is headlights, man.
All you need is headlights. That's fucking terrible.
I don't need taillights. Those are for bitches.
I know you have an inspection sticker on your truck. Yeah, please find that boy. Even if we got to talk shit next week, find the faggot.
So that's the mission for this week, to find him, get him on the show so you can call his ass out.
Find him, put him on the show. Look, matter of fact, I'm gonna text him on Facebook right now. Find his ass for next week because the show probably going to end soon. Find his ass for next week and tell him I want to drag his ass for calling me out for whatever reason, because I guess he has a superiority complex and he got picked on in high school or some shit. So now he got two fucking sleeping bags on the back of his goddamn car and a fuel cutoff switch and he feels like he's fast.
All right, we'll find those if you want some action.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I've been meaning to tell you that because I've been thinking about it all week because we've been on it on Facebook. Fuck that.
Look, I'm saying we got that. Don't worry about that. You got another call on the line.
July 17th.
915-526. You're on the line on Greg Jenko Pastor the Radio. Mm-hmm. Hello? I guess you just want to listen in. Call
it's probably 526. Is it damn boy?
No, I don't think so.
God damn it.
They're just listening in. Well, we'll start to find them so we can get some action going between you two. You know what I'm saying? Because, damn, we didn't make something happen. Could we get Monster Bear to get his damn car right? Because, holy crap, dude. He's been trying to race the channel for like 100 years. And always something. My car's broke. But come on. Get out of town. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It is what it is.
Hey, Otter, red wine. Check
yeah.
UGR.
I can't because I'm on my phone.
Okay, well, there's some guy, he's got a...
They upgrade your plan, motherfucker, so you can do two things at once.
You wanted to call out anybody from UGR. There's a guy here, Leroy. He just wants to know 8th mile or quarter mile at the Plex.
Get on T-Mobile and Verizon.
You want 8th mile?
Yep. All dress races are 8th mile. It gets logged in the national database.
What I can tell you about this car, it's an all-wheel drive DSM. It runs pretty good.
Well, I know who you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
It's black, right?
I think it's red. It might be black. Fuck, hold on. Let me
check.
I'm
good with that.
You are right. It is black.
Yeah, I know. He inched me out in the Monte Carlo, so I'm good.
This rock guy is, I guess, listening in. Robert Acosta.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the line because he just said no, it's black.
He's on the line?
I guess so because he just said no, it's black on the comments. So whoever Robert Acosta is.
Is he the area code 915-526?
Mm-hmm. He just commented, yeah, I'm here. So he's on the line, whoever he is.
I don't see his number on the switchboard. So I just queued in 915-526. All you got to do is talk.
He says he can't talk, just listen.
Okay. Well, good. Then all we got to set up is a date. That DSM car, I think it's the Eagle Talon. That guy's always at the truck.
Yeah. It's got the Eclipse body, all-wheel drive DSM.
Yeah, it's an Eagle Talon.
Yeah.
That car's pretty quick. And Acosta, he wants to get in on some.
Your buddy Arturo with the Camaro says, after I win, Brother Dell, you must accept some call-outs to Mexico. Enough of this, quote, your terms bullshit. So I think Arturo I think Arturo is wanting some.
I'm a race in Mexico, man. I'm trying to get thrown in jail.
Of course. Well, that's what Arturo is requesting.
Well, Arturo will pretty show much up. I'm not worried about that.
Pretty much you go to his turf, he goes to your turf kind of thing.
I want to race that car from a gig in Mexico, really?
Yeah. I thought Arturo did go to the track.
You know what?
I thought Arturo does go to the track with the Camaro.
He does go to the track. I don't know what his big old Mexico kick is nowadays. He does go to the track.
I don't know. Well, I saw he's been running around with the guys out in Southwest Street, so I think he's kind of traded on you.
I guess. All right, now on that Mexico shit. I don't like jail. Then they just post up. But that all got popped not that long ago. Then that just happened. Like, a few weeks ago, they all got caught.
Oh.
Those dudes that race in Mexico, then they all get caught. They had pictures of it on Facebook.
I don't know. UGR has yet to have an issue.
All right, Leroy. Is Leroy down with the 660?
A 660?
Yeah, 8th mile.
Yeah.
Good.
He just missed what you're running. The S10? I said yes.
Good. So I'll race him in the 660, and then I already had our race locked up with Arturo after he heals. Him and I already talked about that. In fact, he put it on UGR, as a matter of fact. I'm going to run him in the 8th mile also.
You locked up with Arturo and he didn't show, or what?
No, his Camaro.
And he didn't show?
No, when he gets better, he says he'll go out there. He just had surgery. He already locked that up.
Strong. Yeah, I don't know what he wants.
Yeah, Arturo had back surgery.
Oh, okay.
So when he's physically ready, we're going to go do it to it.
What the hell does it take? He's been running around the streets of Mexico.
What was wrong? I don't know.
He's been running around Mexico. I think he's just fine. It's going down. What do you Otter?
Well, I'm good, dude. I was gonna drive out there. That's it.
When do you want to lock up with Leroy? He just wants to know when.
Okay, cool.
So what's good for you?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, huh?
2 weeks.
Give me a date.
We will do it to it.
Do what?
2 weeks and we'll do it to it. I think I go hard supposed to race this guy named Hector Dina or something like that also in like 2 weeks or something like that.
Okay, so 2 weeks. Let me check the date soon. Wonder.
Hey, is that June
5th or what? Or 29th.
Yeah, that's cool. Have them post up on the El Paso Grudge Inc. Facebook also.
June 5th or May 29th?
I'm thinking May 29th.
Okay, May 29th.
So that's what
and
it is.
Keith, shut the fuck up. I know you're on
now
here.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
Who's on there?
Keith.
Keith?
He is running his mouth on UGR.
Oh, Keith is?
Is Keith on the line?
I don't see his number.
All right, then. I'll get with him later.
I don't see his number on my switchboard. Well, that's weird. This is going to conclude our radio show for tonight. We got some races locked in. I'll get a hold of you all from Houston next Monday. Let's see what else we can get going.
All right, then. Obviously, you got my number. You need Lawrence?
I got Lawrence's number. I'll give him a call, too.
All right.
Oh, wait. I think we got something from New Mexico on the line. Hey, 575-921, you're on the air. Who is this from New Mexico? I don't know. That might be Manny Grotto. And again, it might not be Manny Grotto. Let me check. Nope, that's not Manny. And he dropped off. All right, well, that's going to be our show for tonight, man. I'll get a hold of y'all next week.
All right, I'll keep you updated with this Leroy guy and see what we can do.
All right, cool.
All right, then.
Later. Thank you.